Here. Ms. Hoppy? Mr. McDavid?
Here.
Mr. Trapp?
I invite Councilmember-elect Clyde Ruffin to come to the podium.
I, Clyde Ruffin,
do solemnly swear
that I possess all qualifications
for the office of
Ward 1 council member
for the city of Columbia, Missouri,
that I am not subject
to any of the disqualifications
set forth in the charter
of the city of Columbia,
and that I will support the Constitution
and laws of the United States
and of the state of Missouri
and the charter and ordinances
of the city of Columbia,
and that I will faithfully discharge
the duties of my office.
So help me God.
Honor for me to present Councilmember Ruffin's commission.
Yeah.
I'll invite Councilmember-elect Betsy Peters to come to the podium.
I, Elizabeth Peters,
do solemnly swear
that I possess all qualifications
for the office of
Ward 6 council member
for the city of Columbia,
Missouri,
that I am not subject
to any of the disqualifications
set forth
in the charter
of the city of Columbia,
that I will support the Constitution
and laws of the United States
and of the state of Missouri
and the charter and ordinances
of the city of Columbia,
and that I will faithfully discharge
the duties of my office.
So help me God.
Thank you.
Honor for me to present Councilmember Peters' commission. Will the council members join me at the dais? Councilmember Ruffin, do you have any words you'd like to speak tonight?
Yes, I do. How much time do I have?
No limit. On that side of the dais, it's 3 minutes, but there's no limit.
Well, first of all, I would like to express my sincere appreciation for my family and friends and members of Second Missionary Baptist Church who are in the house tonight. Almost said amen. I want to just say that 6 months ago, I had no idea that I would be here tonight doing what I'm doing. When I was approached and asked to consider running for the First Ward position, my initial response was, you've got to be kidding. But it was one of those moments when it felt as though it was the right thing to do and it was the right time. And after much consideration, after some prayer, after consulting with my family, I said yes. And so I'm here tonight, and your presence here tonight assures me that as I go forward in this position, that I will not be alone. Throughout the campaign, there was never a day when I did not receive words of encouragement, words of support, words of you can do it, we're confident that you can go forward. And so I'm grateful for that. And it seemed that when I began, I knew very little about campaigning, but immediately from the first day, when friends of mine said, we'll host the fundraiser, and it just went from there. Everything that I needed came forth. Every person that I needed to share advice, to share guidance, they came, they shared their knowledge and expertise, and I learned as I walked the campaign trail. And then on the day, after I collected all of the information, and I said, how can I reach the people? How can I get out and actually meet the people in the First Ward? The members of my church showed up in full force, and they put feet to the vision, and they took the pamphlets and the door hangers and the T-shirts, and they went door to door all day on a Saturday, and those who didn't finish went back on Monday and Tuesday until the job was done. And so I'm grateful to them for your support, for the support and the encouragement that you've given me, and for Natalie, who took off on election day and said, you don't have to worry about it, I've got it. And she got up at 5 o'clock in the morning and went out and covered more than 200 houses on election day. And so, thank you. I did not reach this destination by myself. It took all of you to help me to get here, and for that I'm grateful. And as I go forward, I'm asking you to continue to stay in contact, support me and encourage me. Let me know what you think, what you need. Let me know what your vision is for the city of Columbia, because my job is to be a representative of what you desire to see in the future that we all will have to live in. So thank you.
Councilmember Peters.
Well, Mr. Ruffin did a wonderful job of saying the same things that I felt. I also had never thought I would actually be on the city council, but after speaking to a number of my friends and getting encouragement from them and discussing the issues and the job requirements and the vision that so many people in the Sixth Ward have for our city, it seemed like the right thing to do. I also am immensely thankful for the people that gave me emotional support, financial support, shoe leather support. I couldn't have done it without all the help of the number of volunteers in the Sixth Ward. And I also would like to thank the voters of the Sixth Ward for trusting me to be able to carry out their vision for the Sixth Ward and the City of Columbia. So I'm very grateful, and I do hope that I keep hearing from people. It is, as Mr. Ruffin says, not just my vision or our vision, but it's what the community at large thinks our city should move forward to keep it a great city and to improve what we need to improve. So thank you very much.
Councilmember Barbara Hoppe has served as mayor pro tem for the last 3 years. I'm going to nominate Councilmember Laura Nowzer to be mayor pro tem. Are there any other nominations? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Can we have a motion and a second?
I'll make that motion.
All right, I made the motion, so you second.
I'll second
the
motion.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say nay. I remind everyone that we do have a reception in the conference room, and that the reception is open to the public. Welcome. And for our new council members, I don't want you to get too used to this, but the meeting is now adjourned.